From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Area kids off from school for the summer will be getting 23,000 free meals over the course of 2 months through the efforts of Eureka City Schools and Food for People. Food for People serves meals at 18 locations around the county, such as the Boys and Girls Club in Eureka, Dream Quest in Willow Creek, Newburgh Park in Fortuna, and Fireman's Park in Rio Dell. They're put together by volunteers at the Senior Resource Center and then picked up and driven to the sites. The Humboldt Transit Authority and UPS do a lot of that. HTA takes the meals south. UPS takes them east to Hoopa and Willow Creek. Food for People will assemble 12,000 meals. The school district provides another 11,000. An arrest has been made in a Wednesday night stabbing in Crescent City. Police say it happened on the 1300 block of Front Street at about 8:25 p.m., the victim receiving at least one wound to the torso. Police say the suspect, 20-year-old Joseph Del Ford, fled the scene into some nearby woods, and authorities eventually brought in a canine officer. DeFord was apprehended and placed under arrest. He faces attempted murder and possibly other counts in connection with the incident. No word on the identity or condition of the victim. A mystery shooting and a mystery man in Eureka. Late Wednesday afternoon, officers with the Eureka Police Department went to a report of shots fired in an alley near the intersection of West Grant and Pine Streets. It was reported that there were two men on the scene. Officers responded and secured that scene. During the search, they found items that led investigators to believe shots had been fired. A subject matching the description of one of the men who was on the scene at the time was seen running near Broadway and Wabash. That subject described only as a white man wearing all black clothing. A citizen witnessed the subject throw an unknown item into a yard near the intersection. Officers entered the yard and found a handgun. At this time, it's unknown if the handgun's related to the shooting. Officers and detectives did a public safety canvas near the scene. No victims were located. In an effort to provide Southern Humboldt residents with better access to their elected officials and the Planning and Building Department, the county will open a satellite office in Redway on Monday. The Redway location, 3156 Redwood Drive. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell will hold office hours on Fridays from 9 to noon, and Planning and Building will open for drop-in service on Mondays and Wednesdays from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Basic planning and building services will be available on Mondays and Wednesdays. Staff from Code Enforcement and Current Planning will be on site Mondays, and staff from Cannabis Services and Long Range Planning will be on site Wednesdays to provide specialty support in those areas. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.